to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that start right away with singing with no beginning instrumental. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Marvelettes, the Miracles, the Jackson 5, the Commodores, Stevie Wonder, Martha and the Vandellas, and the Supremes. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature songs that start with singing right away with no instrumental.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadow.
Tom Fallon.
In this world of ups and downs, my dreams all fall through. Things just don't work out no matter what I do. Disappointment haunts me through each lonely day. The world around I see in only shades of gray. But when the love light shines upon my face, I'm in a different world.
You've been loving me. MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Motown memory from the Marvelettes, the Motown record label's first number one hit song on the U.S. pop charts. That was Please Mr. Postman, reaching number one from 1961. Before that, the Four Tops, released in 1968, didn't chart, I'm in a Different World. And we started with the Four Tops, Standing in the Shadow of Love, reaching number six on the U.S. pop charts from 1966. They found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom. This hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that start right away with singing with no introductory instrumental. Well, coming up, the miracle smash hit Shop Around. Well, Shop Around was a 1960s single and the Motown label's first number one hit on Billboard magazine's Rhythm and Blues singles chart. It reached number one there and also reached number two on the Hot 100 chart. This song was ranked number 500 on Rolling Stone's magazine list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. The song, written by Smokey Robinson and Motown founder Berry Gordy, depicts a mother giving her now-grown son advice about how to find a woman worthy of being a girlfriend or wife. The original recorded version of the song had a strong blues influence and was released in the local Detroit, Michigan area before Berry decided that the song needed to be re-recorded in order to be more commercially viable outside of Detroit. So, at 3 a.m. one morning, Smokey Robinson's Claudette Rogers, Bobby Rogers, Ronnie White, and Pete Moore recorded a new poppier version. Well, here is The Miracles, which Shop Around right here on Motown.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
Motown artists are here with Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Show me a river that's so deep. Show me a mountain so high. I'll show you love that'll last forever. Flying high, so high.
Ah, show me a place where dreams are for dreamers. And all the things you wish come true, yeah. I wish the world had all happy people. Then there'd be no more wishing to do.
Oh, 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 oh,
sweet, sweet love.
Oh, 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 oh,
well, well, sweet, sweet love.
Oh, 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 oh.
Pretty song, Sweet Love, reaching number 5 on the U.S. pop charts from 1976. Before that, the Jackson 5 with Sugar Daddy, number 10 from 1971. And we start with The Miracles, number 2 from 1960, Shop Around. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all songs that start right away with singing with no introductory instrumental. Well, coming up, the first number one song recorded by Stevie Wonder from 1963 when he was 12 years old, the song is called Fingertips Part 2. Well, Fingertips was the first live non-studio recording to reach number one on the Billboard Pop Singles charts in the United States since the 1952 comic monologue by Johnny Stanley called It's in the Book. Fingertips was written and composed by Stevie Wonder's mentors, Clarence Paul and Henry Crosby. And it was originally a jazz instrumental recorded for Stevie's first studio album called The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie Wonder. The live version of the song was recorded in June 1962 during a Motown review show at the Regal Theater in Chicago. It has very little lyrics, and it was essentially an instrumental piece meant to showcase Stevie's talents on the bongos and the harmonica. Well, it was a very long song, so it was edited, part one and part two, where part two became the number one song. The edit point that begins with part two comes as Stevie transforms what had been an instrumental performance until now with lyrics, quote, everyone say yeah, quote, initiating a call and response exchange with the audience. If you listen really close, you can hear that the song was supposed to end with Stevie on harmonica playing Mary Had a Little Lamb. Well, at that point, he actually left the stage, and the band started to go into exit music. This turned out to be a false ending, and Stevie came back on stage for an encore, returning to the harmonica, bongos, and the vocal microphone. The other musicians were not aware that Stevie would stage an encore, and bassist Larry Mose, who was not part of Stevie's band, had actually walked out on stage to prepare for his song with the next act on the bill, Mary Wells. As the song is about to resume, Moses can be heard on the recording yelling, "What key, what key?" Well, for those that want to know, the song's key is C minor. Well, here is Fingertips, right here on Motown. Everybody's This half hour, we featured all songs that start right away with vocals with no introductory instrumental. Coming up after the break, more songs in the same vein. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.